The analysis of 14 spent cartridges found at the crime scene and autopsies of some of the victims that jurors heard left little doubt that it was Vang's gun that fired the shots that killed six hunters during an angry confrontation in the woods of northern Wisconsin last November. And some of Vang's own words in a letter he wrote to Chicago Tribune reporter Colleen Mastany also appear to point to his guilt. In it, Vang says he was shot at first after some of the victims yelled at him using racial slang and profanity and ordering him off their land. He says he returned fire and then at one point ran towards one of the victims he had already shot because he thought he was reaching for a gun. Sawyer County Sheriff's Lieutenant Kurt Barthel read out loud from the letter Vang wrote.
I said, "You're not dead yet," and shot one time in his direction. I saw he grab a gun and hide behind a small pile of dirt, but I can see his whole body on the ground still moving. I then start jogging away south of the ATV trail. I look back several before ran into the wood.
Attorney General Peg Lautenschlager told reporters she would not comment on what impact the letter might have on the outcome of the trial.
Mr. Vang's statements, I think, speak for themselves. I think you all had access to hearing what they were and seeing them.
Defense Attorney Jonathan Smith says he's confident the jury won't consider the letter Vang's last word on why the shooting took place. He's confident they'll uphold their oath to hear all the evidence and wait to hear Vang tell his side of the story in person from the witness stand.
They've been told to wait. They've been told not to deliberate. And if we can't have faith that they'll, do that, then the whole system fails. So, I believe that they'll do it.
Smith says the defense will only call two other witnesses besides Vang, and he expects closing arguments to wrap up sometime tomorrow. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio, in Hayward.